The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Happy Easter. It's still with us. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, April 28th, 2022, Thursday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the optional memorial of St. Peter Chanel. Born in France in 1803, as a young priest, he received a parish in a bad district by simply showing great devotion to the sick. Well, he joined the Society of Mary at the age of 28 and traveled to Western Oceania. The bishop accompanying him and his missionaries left Peter and a brother on Futuna Island, northeast of Fiji, and promised to return in 6 months. He was gone for 5 years. Peter mastered the new language, and despite little apparent success and a few natives being baptized, he maintained a serene and gentle spirit. But when the chieftain's son asked to be baptized, persecution reached a climax and Father Chanel was clubbed to death. But within 2 years after his death, the whole island became Catholic and has remained so. As Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. St. Peter Chanel died in 1841. St. Peter Chanel, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the Acts of the Apostles, we witness the faith and courage of the apostles in the face of persecution. In chapter 5, we see that the apostles are arrested for preaching about Jesus and proclaiming the good news of his resurrection from the dead. I wanted to start off our time of prayer today by reading from chapter 5 of the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins." The apostles, humanly speaking, are in a tough spot. They're arrested. Other times, we see that they're beaten. And eventually, almost all of them will be killed, with the exception of St. John. Yet, especially since Pentecost and the descent of the Holy Spirit, the apostles find that they can't not proclaim the joy of the resurrection. They can't not talk about Jesus, who had died, who had been killed, but is now alive, and is the Savior who grants forgiveness of sins. They are proclaiming this truth boldly, when before they had been very cowardly. The example of the apostles that we just read made me think of what Pope Francis said recently. It was on Easter Monday, so about 10 days ago, and he was reflecting on Jesus' encounter with the holy women at the tomb where he had been buried. The risen Jesus appears to them and tells them, "Do not be afraid." And then a few verses later, he tells them to go to the apostles and to tell them to go to Galilee. The holy women, of course, are utterly amazed. They almost can't believe it, that the one that they had buried is actually now alive. He tells them not to be afraid, and then he gives them the important task of going to the apostles to tell them that Jesus is risen and that he'll meet them in Galilee. The Pope comments on this passage saying that fear is overcome by proclaiming the joy of the resurrection, by carrying out the mission that we've been given. He says, how can we combat fear? The second thing Jesus tells the women can help us: go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. The first thing that Jesus had told them was, do not be afraid. And so now he says, go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. The Pope says, go and tell. Fear always closes us in on ourselves, while Jesus instead makes us go forth and sends us to others. This is the solution. We might say to ourselves, well, I'm not capable of doing this. But just think, those women were not perhaps the most suitable and prepared to proclaim the resurrection, but that did not matter to the Lord. He cares that we go forth and proclaim, go and tell, go and tell. Because the Easter joy is not to be kept to oneself. The joy of Christ is strengthened by giving it. It multiplies sharing it. If we open ourselves and bear the gospel, our hearts will open and overcome fear. This is the secret: to proclaim in order to overcome fear. To proclaim in order to overcome fear. Fear can paralyze us. Fear of looking bad. Fear of what others might say or think. Fear of real persecution, like the apostles went through. Jesus, we turn to you in this time of prayer, and we say, well, we say it if it's been true. In my life, it's been true, sadly. Jesus, there are moments when I've given in to fear, and there are fears that I battle against today, every day. Help me. Help each one of us, Jesus. Help us share your peace and your joy with others. The good news that God has become man and lived a human life and died out of love for us and rose from the dead. With joy and great naturalness, we can share Christ with others in any situation. I remember a story of a doctor. And this doctor was diagnosed with a grave illness. And he was a practicing Catholic, very, very pious man. And shortly after his diagnosis, he ran into a colleague, a friend of his, at the hospital. And his friend, who was a non-believer, asked him, tell me, what have you gained by praying so much, right? You've prayed so much, and yet now you're sick. Now it looks like you're going to die. What has prayer done for you? And the first doctor, with all the naturalness in the world, says, look, by praying I find myself now happy, calm, at peace, myself and my whole family. We fully trust God and accept his will. And then the other doctor, the non-believer, said, as he cried, he said, how beautiful it is to have faith in God. It's a very simple example of a man who expresses his faith with all the naturalness in the world, with courage, without worrying about what his friend's going to say. And we can tell from the first statement, the friend is a bit cynical. He's a bit cynical of prayer. You and I can encounter people who are a bit cynical of the faith. But may that not lead us to be fearful or to be worried about what they might say. Let them say whatever they want. We've got Jesus Christ. You can't beat that. You can't beat him. On another occasion, a friend of mine had gone on a weekend retreat, a few days of silence and prayer, very wonderful time for him. And on Monday, when he got back to work, one of his co-workers asked him what he'd done that weekend. And he told me that at first he was considering not saying that he'd been on a retreat, you know, for fear of what his co-worker or other co-workers might think or might say. You know, he was thinking, how do I explain what a retreat is? They'll think I'm some kind of a religious fanatic or whatever. But he mustered the courage, and he said that he'd been on a retreat, and he said it was great. And he explained what it was. And later, one of his co-workers came up and asked more about retreats and was really interested in going on one. And that was because he didn't give in to fear. He just said with all the naturalness in the world, maybe with a little bit of nervousness, but he said, "I was on a retreat, and it was awesome. It was a worthwhile time." Another story that has come to mind, that a friend of mine garnered up the courage to encourage a friend of his who was far from the faith to start spiritual direction with the goal of being in communion, full communion with the church. The friend originally said no, but in the next few years, he made wonderful steps to come back to the faith and began going to Sunday Mass again. In these simple stories, we can be sure that those who proclaimed the truth were happier for it. They had more peace in their hearts because they'd done so. And so when it's something that Jesus wants me and you to do, we can be sure that even though there might be fear, if we do it, if we proclaim, we will have peace, a peace that the world can't give. So Jesus, I trust in you. Please give me the courage to overcome fear and to speak to others about you and the love you have for me. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 14 past the hour. We'll begin our day of prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
The Lord is risen.
Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
God raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation to the churches at Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Sardis, write this. The one who holds the seven spirits of God, the seven stars, has this to say. I know your conduct. I know the reputation you have of being alive, when in fact you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies. I find that the sum of your deeds is less than complete in the sight of my God. Call to mind how you accepted what you heard. Keep to it and repent. If you do not rouse yourselves, I will come upon you like a thief at a time you cannot know. I realize that you have in Sardis a few persons who have not soiled their garments. These shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. The victor shall go clothed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of the living, but will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father and his angels. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Philadelphia, write this. The Holy One, the true, who wields David's key, who opens and no one can close, who closes and no one can open, has this to say. I know your deeds. That is why I have left an open door before you, which no one can close. I know that your strength is limited, yet you have held fast to my word and have not denied my name. I mean to make some of Satan's assembly, those self-styled Jews who are not really Jews, but frauds, come and fall down at your feet. They will learn of my love for you in that way, because you have kept my plea to stand fast. I will keep you safe in the time of trial, which is coming on the whole world, to test all men on earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, lest someone rob you of your crown. I will make the victor a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will inscribe on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which he will send down from heaven, and my own name, which is new. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Laodicea, write this. The Amen, the faithful witness and true, the source of God's creation, has this to say. I know your deeds. I know you are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other, hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. You keep saying, I am so rich and secure that I want for nothing. Little do you realize how wretched you are, how pitiable and poor, how blind and naked. take my advice. Buy from me gold refined by fire, if you would be truly rich. Buy white garments in which to be clothed, if the shame of your nakedness is to be covered. Buy ointment to smear on your eyes, if you would see once more. Whoever is dear to me, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest about it, therefore. Repent. Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling and opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and took my seat beside my Father on his throne. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
Those who gain the victory, I will feed from the tree of life, which grows in the garden of God.
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Gaudentius of Brescia, Bishop. The heavenly sacrifice instituted by Christ is the most gracious legacy of his new covenant. On the night he was delivered up to be crucified, he left us this gift as a pledge of his abiding presence. This sacrifice is our sustenance on life's journey. By it we are nourished and supported along the road of life until we depart from this world and make our way to the Lord. For this reason, he addressed these words to us: "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you." It was the Lord's will that his gifts should remain with us, and that we who have been redeemed by his precious blood should constantly be sanctified according to the pattern of his own passion. And so he commanded those faithful disciples of his, whom he made the first priests of his church, to enact these mysteries of eternal life continuously. All priests throughout the churches of the world must celebrate these mysteries until Christ comes again from heaven. Therefore, let us all, priests and people alike, be faithful to this everlasting memorial of our redemption. Daily it is before our eyes as a re-presentation of the Passion of Christ. We hold it in our hands, we receive it in our mouths, and we accept it in our hearts. It is appropriate that we should receive the body of Christ in the form of bread, because as there are many grains of wheat in the flour from which bread is made by mixing it with water and baking it with fire, so also we know that many members make up the one body of Christ, which is brought to maturity by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Christ was born of the Holy Spirit, and since it was fitting that he should fulfill all justice, he entered into the waters of baptism to sanctify them. When he left the Jordan, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, who had descended upon him in the form of a dove. As the evangelist tells us, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan. Similarly, the wine of Christ's blood, drawn from the many grapes of the vineyard that he had planted, is extracted in the winepress of the cross. When men receive it with believing hearts, like capacious wineskins, it ferments within them by its own power. And so, now that you have escaped from the power of Egypt and of Pharaoh, who is the devil, join with us, all of you, in receiving this sacrifice of the saving Passover with the eagerness of dedicated hearts. Then in our inmost being, we shall be wholly sanctified by the very Lord Jesus Christ, whom we believe to be present in his sacraments, and whose boundless power abides forever. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke the bread. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia.
This is the bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia.
Let us pray. God of mercy, may the Easter mystery we celebrate be effective throughout our lives. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Thursday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord continues teaching Nicodemus from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. He who receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For it is not by measure that he gives the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. You know, there never really is a good reason to leave your Catholic faith at the door. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. All around us, there is a constant movement and ebbing and flowing of currents of opinion, of doctrines, of ideologies, of very distinct interpretations of man and of life. And this happens not just in books for specialists, but through fashionable novels, illustrated magazines, newspapers, and television programs, all of them accessible to old and young. In the midst of all this doctrinal confusion, there is need for a norm of discernment, a clear, steady, and profound criterion which allows us to see everything with the unity and consistency of the Christian view of life, which knows that everything derives from God and is ordained to God. The faith provides us with a stable criterion of guidance and the firmness of the apostles in putting it into practice. It gives us a clear vision of the world, of the value of things and of people, of true and false goods. Without God and without knowledge of the ultimate end of man, the world ceases to be intelligible or is seen only from a partial and deformed angle. Precisely, the most perniciously typical aspect of the modern era consists in the absurd attempt to reconstruct a solid and fruitful temporal order divorced from God, the only foundation on which it can endure. The Christian should not leave his faith aside in any circumstance. Non-sectarianism, neutrality, old myths that always try to seem new. Have you ever stopped to think how absurd it is to leave one's Catholicism aside on entering a university, a professional association, a cultural society, or parliament like a man leaving his hat at the door? This attitude is equivalent to saying in politics, in business, in leisure, or in entertainment, when I'm with friends, when it comes to choosing a school for my children, that here in this situation, God has nothing whatever to do with it. In these affairs, my Christian faith must not exert any influence, for none of this comes from God or is ordained to God. Nevertheless, the faith casts light on the whole of existence. Everything is ordained to God. But this ordination must respect the particular nature of each thing. It is not a matter of turning the world into one big sacristy, or homes into convents, or the economy into a benevolent institution. Without naive simplifications, the faith should inform a Christian's thought and action, because he should never in any circumstance, in any moment of the day, cease to be a Christian and to behave and think as such. Therefore, Christians will exercise their respective professions moved by the spirit of the gospel. He is not a good Christian who subjects his way of acting professionally to the sole desire of earning money or of obtaining power as the supreme and definitive value. Christian professionals should be, in any area of life whatever, an example of industriousness, competence, honesty, responsibility, and generosity. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 15 minutes before the hour, and we keep on praying. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
I am the vine. You are the branches. Alleluia.
I am the vine. You are the branches. Alleluia.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved.
Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land.
The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river, it stretched out its shoots.
Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field.
God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face.
May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life, that we may call upon your name.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted. that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that, planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim His name. Among the nations make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name.
Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden, your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind, and to rejoice in professing your name.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also through his Spirit dwelling in you. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to him. Alleluia. God the Father has given us his Son for the resurrection of his people. Let us turn with confidence to the Father and say,
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
As a pillar of fire, you lighted the way for your people in the desert.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Through the voice of Moses, you taught your people from the mountain.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
You fed your pilgrim people with your gift of manna.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
You gave your people water from the rock.
Through his resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the Paschal sacrifice, be favorable to the supplications of your people, so that Christ, our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by his likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by his equality with you, free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The Walk to Mary is coming up a week from this Saturday. It's 21 miles, but you can walk all or part of the way. Find out more at walktomary.com. Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. You go out now and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.